4, HKX, mobile.
SKN 4, BWA, how you doing, Patrick? Is it wet where you're at yet?
It's just starting to sprinkle over here, Steve. Hope you're having a good day, wherever you're at.
Well, I'm passing through Greer, fixing to get into Taylor's on 29, and it's not raining over here yet. Where are you? We're on the west side of town?
Up here on 101.
Okay, so it must be coming in from the north and coming south then.
Know where it's coming in from, but it's just sprinkling up here. I wouldn't even say it's raining, really.
What, are you north of Wade Hampton, up 101 that way?
I'm heading toward the airfield up here where you and Dave go to fly your planes.
Yeah, up there kind of near Jordan Road and all that business. So, had a couple of good shops up there?
One up this way. So, that's all.
Can call it a day after that?
That's the plan.
Be careful going up that old wet hill. Tell you what. Just repeat after me. We love Highway 25.
Honestly, it hadn't been that bad for me over the years. Of course, the times I'm driving it, it's generally not too heavily populated.
You take 25 there at Panther Mountain coming down to Long Grave, don't you? Aren't they doing a bunch of construction there now?
Yeah, they're putting in some drainage in the center, hoping that'll work with the help with hydroplaning and come through there. If people would just learn to slow down and drive like they got some sense, but take care of most of it.
You can see 25 coming from North Carolina into South Carolina. You know, people that's never traveled that road, I've seen them come down through there and, you know, just a moderate rain, get a nice little skim on the water or on the road. Man, they're just all over the place. They never did really set that drainage up right to begin with. So I'm really glad to watch them or to see them doing it right for a change.
But generally, a lot of it's because people don't know what the speed limit is or don't care to obey the speed limit up through there. There's been my experience over the years, because I've seen quite a few of them bounce off the guardrails on the median and on the outside.
Especially coming south. You know, that barrier they had in the middle, they just had little vents underneath of it. It just wasn't enough to let the water cross on over. And, yeah, especially coming south down the hill. Man, they'd get, it was like a skate rink out there. It was a mess.
Dug up the roads and put new drainage under there, and now they're putting catch basins in the center and running piping down. So that'll fix some of it, but they only come down to Gap Creek Road. So hopefully when they get done with that section, they'll start the lower section and go on down, because that's where most of the wrecks are at, is on the bottom that I've seen, is right there before you get to the cliffs. When it starts to level back out.
Well, that section that you're talking about, yeah, there ain't no excuse. That's just people that, you're right, running just running way too fast. But up there at the top, man, that's really a problem up there. Well, in the meantime, sounds like you know how to negotiate it fairly well. So, well, so tomorrow's Friday. You got a day at home, don't you?
My office day as I use it, but I do have things to do.
Happy life.
Down to Michelin, so I'll probably be traveling tomorrow down there.
How about that? You're talking about over Spartanburg or down at the main US-1?
The Lawrence test track down there. That's where I normally go.
Yeah, I forgot all about the test track. Huh. Well, hopefully that'll work out to be a profitable situation for you. So, but you've been going down there quite a while, haven't you?
Down there, what, probably 8 years now? Something like that. So, it has worked out quite well for me.
Well, good. Well, in the meantime, I'm riding up Wade Hampton in the traffic, and I guess I'd better kind of start watching all the ding-dongs play bumper pool up here in front of me. So, well, you be careful going back up the hill this evening, and I will talk to you soon. 73's KN4BWA. I'm clear after your final.
3, Steve. Be careful out there. KO4HK. Mobile.
Raining pretty good up here. Just be prepared. NC9B.
Heads up. I was looking that way, so it looked like it might have been. How are you doing today, Leon? You and Miss Wendy out running the roads?
Today is stay-at-home day. We're sitting back, relaxing, and I just finished doing the install on her radio in her car. And she's in there YouTubing.
New to you, FDM 500 put in there?
And I spent about 3 hours last night programming it, trying to figure out the between the RT system software and the other radio. You can't just take the SD card out of the other radio and put it in the new radio and put the channels in, apparently.
You think you could clone it over?
Just do it if you have the cable, but I don't have the cable, and I'm not going to buy one.
It is Cheapskate.
I have enough cables around the house here. They're everywhere. I got a box full about the utility room.
I have the same problem. When I go to find a radio or program a radio, I got to figure out which cable goes to what.
At the ends, looking at the ends. Nope, not that one. Nope, not that one. Not that one. What was that one? They all look the same.
And boy, I'm breaking out of the trees here looking north. It does look rough up toward Hendersonville.
Not pouring, but it's a steady rain. Steady, heavy rain.
You're on 101 heading north over toward Hendersonville. You can barely see the mountains, the fog and the clouds down so low.
This is our last big kick of winter before we summer kicks in. It's kind of cool out there.
Kind of cool all day today. You could feel the dampness in the air. The rain was coming.
The Winston-Salem Ham Fest?
Planned on it.
Get to Forsyth County, up by Winston-Salem.
Don't want to drive that far.
It was 3 minutes from my house and 3 hours and 3 minutes back, and they're from 7 until 11. I don't think I'm going that far for that long.
The road show is going to have theirs there in Hendersonville on May the 10th. So, try to get the word out for that.
Big turnout. I was talking to the guy I got the FTM 500 from. He says, I'm going to have to come up to that.
Once or twice before, but that was during the early part of COVID. So, we'll see. Hopefully it gets much better and have some nice weather that weekend.
Depends on the weather. NC9B. Got high down this morning. Usually in there about this time.
Is getting ready for a wedding. So he's on the honeydew list.
Time to play. He's got a hustle and bustle.
That pause there, because sometimes he'll be listening in the background. See if he's around.
Dean's riding lawnmower conked out on him, so if you have to notice anybody got one of those, they'll never know.
What's doing now?
Water pump in it, got all that fixed up and everything, so it's running like a champ. He had apparently a fuel leak too. He's got that fixed, and he says it's doing darn very well. I told him, he's got the fuel leak fixed. You'll probably get better miles per gallon now, huh?
Nothing about no fuel leak.
Every time is as much as you've done already.
I just hate he got done the way was done by the other shops.
You want to move along, you know, and that's one thing I got to say about this radio. That thing is like brand hammer new. Took very good care of it. You know, you always take a risk when you're buying something used.
That's for sure.
Set of cutter heads for my razor, and they said they sent them. And the tracking number says they were delivered, but I never got them. Of course, it's kind of odd. It took them a whole month to reply to my first email, and all of a sudden it supposedly arrived. They were supposed to send me a tracking number. Well, when I complained about not receiving it, then they send me the tracking number and say, it's already been delivered.
They can't tell you where it was delivered, for sure.
Pitney Bowes is annotated on each location that I went to. I'm like, I don't know who they use them for their shipping, but apparently they just decided not to send it.
Maybe it'll turn up here for long.
Before I was going to subscribe to their replacement cutter head service, I'd have to have, they have to take care of that problem. Otherwise, I'll take my business elsewhere. I'll go have to buy another razor and start with somebody else. It's just why the razor I got was only $39.
I never had much luck using electric razors.
Did a very good job, but apparently they're, I don't know if they're new or what the deal is, but I think they're having problems getting their replacement merchandise, like the cutter heads and stuff like that. Because they have a subscription service you can subscribe to. They'll automatically mail them out to you every 4 weeks. Well, I canceled that service and just ordered one. And if they can't ship one, well, I need a subscription.
Roger that. That's the way I look at it. Can't handle getting one there. Why? I don't want to take a chance with the rest of them.
If I went to the subscription, at least they'd want to do is, if you're going to do subscription, we'll send you one automatically, right up front, right now, replacement, free of charge. Nah, not interested.
Sorry to hear that. So where did you mount the head unit in Wendy's car?
I'm going to have to take a picture of it and send it to you. It's right in the console. It has a little opening door right by the, I don't know. It's not a shifter, but the transmission selector, right behind that, sits in that part. I'm telling you, I ordered two magnetic phone holders, and I put some of that 3M tape on the base of those phone holders and mounted them up on the top of the cavity there, and the two magnet ends for the phone holder, I glued two metal plates on the back of the faceplate, and it just magnetically mounts right to those two phone holders that are side by side that are 3M taped to the top of the cavity in the opening there. It sits very well. Looks good.
Look forward to seeing it. That is a good looking radio, though.
Found it on QRZ and looked at the guy's QRZ page to see where he was at. Man, he was close enough. I said, hey, to save you shipping and everything, I'll give you this. And I'll be down at the mall, meet you somewhere at the mall. He agreed. So that's why we zipped down there real quick.
Worked out for you. Always nice when that happens.
You can't find one of those. I mean, they're almost becoming unobtainium. You don't want to go find people who want to sell the used ones. And I'm not paying for the new ones. Putting that thing in last night, it had so many darn options on it. I mean, I've got to get the quick reference guide, the Nifty manual. But I'm looking at it right now on the internet. It's $29.95. Man, I know I just spent that money on the radio, but that's another $29.95.
For HKX, you got the money.
Senior on fixed income.
Give me a hard time. Have to go work a couple more days when there is work.
I'm really kind of hoping they don't call me to work tomorrow. And I did tell them I wasn't going to be available. I probably won't be available Friday. So I think I'm off the rest of the week. Fall.
Probably head down to Michelin, but I got to get with them and see. But don't know for sure yet.
9B. That's the power cord for the radio. I got another 10 feet of power cord sitting here to add to my collection.
Find a use for it somewhere.
Keep the fuse holders in line. That worked out well. I love the power poles. Those looked great.
I'm not going to go back and reinstall this 5100 in the Excursion. Clean some of it up.
Dean on the phone. Let me talk to him for a little bit, Patrick. I'll be in here off and on all day. But safe travels, stay dry, and we'll talk in a bit. And C9B.
On KO4HKX, mobile.
Okay, and C9B.
That.